It's not called the planting. You're not planting these vegetables into the vineyard itself. It's not called the shtila. There's no issa shvius here because you're not planting it. There's no shal of mice. Rashi name a botla lo agav kaka breyo kolakuta mitchilar. No shal of mice. The noitlin v'shabbos. And on Shabbos you're allowed to pull it out of the ground. Is to yufta to steer with totally man yom before. Now, why are you allowed to pull it out of the ground? What happened here? You had this radish that you stuck into the ground before Shabbos. And stuck in means there's ground off or all on top of it. Just there's some leaves of the radish, the green part of the radish is sticking up. It says this bright on Shabbos, you're allowed to come and grab hold of that green part and just slap it up out of the ground. I, when you move it up out of the ground, you zicha moving the offer. You zicha moving the dirt. Still we say it's mutter. Why? Because it's called a tiltum on atzad. What are you touching, mamish, your hand is touching the radish itself, the green leaves. That's not muksa. By you being metal to the radish, you're making the yofa move. That's called tiltum and atzad, that's mutter. Since it's a surah dover ha-mutter, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Why are you moving the yofa? Because you want to get the radish to use the radish. So since you're moving it for the purpose of the radish, it's mutter to move muksa with a tiltum and atzad. That means you're not touching the muksa directly, you're touching the radish. And the radish is moving. The offer, that's mutter. So mele here also, when you want to stick the knife, or stick these leaves, you want to stick the rose back into the offer, it's mutter. Because you're not touching the dirt, you're just touching the rose. And the rose is moving the dirt. Therefore, it's mutter. What? No, that's not chrishis. The hole is there, really. It's only shah just moving the dirt a little bit. You have to grab a hold of part of the leaves. Hamagul, that's open. We're not afraid of him. If the dirt moves on the side of it, the same thing like this rose before. You allow him to pick it out of the dirt on Shabbos, even though you're moving the dirt. That's called a tiltum on atzad. That's muta since you're mechaven to use it. Now the only kashrut we spoke about yesterday, why isn't there a shayla of bosses of Dovri Osir? Before Shabbos, you had this radish stuck into the ground. So there was dirt on top of the radish. Aben Ashmoshes, the dirt was on top of the radish. So why don't we say now the radish is a bosses the Dovri Osir? The radish is holding up the dirt. So about the dirt itself is muksa, the radish underneath should also be like muksa. Here, how does it help to grab the top of the radish and pull it up? It should be like bosses of Dovri Osir. So the same test we said yesterday, that there it says that what's being mishtamish what? Not the pshat, the radish is holding up the dirt because you want the dirt. Pumfakir. The dirt is protecting the radish. The dirt is helping out the radish. So therefore the dirt is bottled to the radish. Therefore it wouldn't be a shalom muksa of bosses. Bosses only like a kli, where you have here the shemen here and the wick and the shalhevis. So this and this and this is all holding up the fire. It's all like bottled to the fire because it's helping the fire go. Mashenka, here's the other way. The equals you want the radish, and you want to preserve the radish, you're putting it into the ground. So the dirt on top of the radish is preserving the radish. It's a bosses to the radish. Therefore it's muksa. Therefore it's muta. There won't be a shala bosses. So the Mishnah. Loiki saw me by Jeremy. They didn't make hatamona before Shabbos. This is not a shala of muksa. Shala hatamona. You have your soup pot before Shabbos, you forgot to wrap it around with your clothing, with shmatas, with towels. His loyachasena mishtechshech. Come Shabbos already by night, you're not allowed to make hatmona, even with something that's not muksa. So Rashi, a Krishna time of Perek Beis, we said already the time before, Mivnei ma'omru ein tem nebedov v'shein moist of heaven. How come you can't even wrap around the cloth, around your pots on Shabbos, even though the cloth is not moist of heaven? Mishach ha'shecha, gzer v'shem yasiach. We're afraid that you are, you're wrapping around your pot because you want to keep it hot. We're afraid while you're wrapping around, you see the soup got cooled off already. So we're afraid you're going to put it back on the fire and cook it up again. That's why it's also to make hatmona on Shabbos. Kiso, Luitsu, you made that hatmona before Shabbos. On Friday, you put your towels around the soup pot. Then it's gala. Now on the Friday night on Shabbos already, so a wind came and blew off the shmatas, blew off the towels off the pot. Is mutlach soisoid. You're allowed to put back that hatmona. And you can't make hatmona metchilu on Shabbos. But if you made hatmona, you wrapped it around before Shabbos, now on Shabbos, the lachar is even if you take it off for purpose. Unless you want to take the soup out. So your mamish take all the towels off the pot and take the soup out, then you're allowed to put the towels all around again. And since that hatmona started before Shabbos, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Memales takiton, you're allowed to fill up a pitcher of water, v'noisein letachas takar v'tachas aksos. Even on Shabbos. Like you're allowed to make hatmona with a more explained, talking about cold pitcher of water. If you have a cold pitcher of water and you don't want the sun to heat it up, you want it to remain cold, that's mutter to make hatmona even on Shabbos. because there's no gzera shem yasiach. Yol kavon is it stay cold. There's no shalu to cook it up on Shabbos. So with cold water, you're allowed to make katamon even on Shabbos. So Rashi, mamala kitan shel tzeinin, if it's cold water. You don't want the sun or the winter, the summer, or the sun to heat it up. Some that's not mechamin, it retains the cold, that's mutter. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, mutter lahat menesat tzoynin. Like I said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to make katzmon on Shabbos, you have a cold drink, you're allowed to put a towel around it just to retain the coldness. It's a sunny day now, like you want to keep the sun away. We're not, we don't make a gzera until you make atmana of something hot. We don't make this gzera. What's your chiddush tanina? It's enough in the Mishnah. Memalo adam kitun, you can fill up this cold water. You can make atmana, you can wrap it around your pillow if you want on Shabbos. It's enough in the Mishnah, it's mutter. Omle Abaya, Tuva Kamashma. No, he's telling me a big Kiddush of Yudah Mashmuel. Dinu must be, if I would only know the Diyak from the Mishnah, Hava Minhan, Mili, Dova Shein Darkal Hatman. Only something of a Chla you never used to make Katamana with this. A glass of water you never make Katamana with. Ava Dova Shein Darkal Hatman, Loi. But something that's a Derech, Lamashal food. If you have a cold Kugel, for some reason you want to keep it cold. Now, a Kugel, sometimes you want it to be hot. So since it's something that's a derech, sometimes you have to heat up, even though now you want to keep it cold, I would think of Leibasser. It's only a cold glass of water. There, b'chlai, you don't make hatmon in the glass, a cold pitcher. Mashenkin, a chala, something that could be heated up, I would think it's also to keep it for cold. Kamashna, even that's mutter. Shrashima must be now with Minahani, merely going mayim, turning in cold water. Shein dakal hatmin tachas karak sos lechamin. Shein mischamin bekarak, don't heat up that way. Hilach lekla migzer. Avodavish dakal hatmin lechamin going tavshil. You have good food. Aim, that's usually you heat up the food. Aim, lay it to menum of neachama. How you think you can't even make hatmona now to keep it so sun should not bother it. Kamashmon aviyah kavon was not to make it hot. Your kavon was just to retain the coldness. That's mutter. Rabbon didn't make exer. He learns, no, you're not allowed to make atmana, even to keep something cold. For the more Vatanya Rebbe hit the latna tzoynin, Rebbe said, klo it's muta. And the Gemara Lakasha, ho mekamed l'shamem Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yosi, ho lebos l'shamem, once before and once after he heard from it. So the Gersa should be before, like it says on the side, Omer Afuna Marebi. The first one there was Omer Afuna Marebi. Also Lahatmin. That first Rebbe said you're not allowed to make Hatamon with something cold. Then the Marasa Stira, I Rebbe himself says you are allowed to make Hatamon with something that's cold. And the Gemara Lakasha, Rebbe was Chayzer. Here's before he heard from Bishmuel. Here's after he heard from Bishmuel. What was the Maisa? Kiho the Yosef Rebbe. Rebbe is one sitting. The Omer and Rebbe first held also Lahatmin as a tzoyin. He held even something's cold, you're not allowed to make Hatamon. You're not allowed to cover up a cold glass to keep it cold. Omer Lafon of Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Abahitel Hatamin as a tzoyin. So Rebbe Shmuel told in front of Rebbe, no, my father held, it's mutter to do it. Omer, he said, Kvaher Rezokin, his Rebbe was Chayzer. The Rebbe said, Kvaher Rezokin, Rebbe Yosi, yod, it's mutter. So Rebbe was also Chayzer to say, you're allowed to make Hatamon of a tzoyin. So there's no stira. Rebbe's before, and then Rebbe was Chayzer. Omer Rav Papa, Bov Roa, Kama Mechavavin Zeh Zeh. How much these two Tanoim had loved one another. Shilu Rebbe Yosi, coming from Yosi, would have been alive, Hoyekofef Yoshkof Le Rebbe. Rebbe Yosi himself would have been Kofef, like he would have listened to Rebbe. He would have been Machni himself to Rebbe. Though Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Shmuel, the father of Rebbe Yosi, the Mamala Mokum, that Rebbe Yosi took over his father's place, Avoysov, Heve, the Kofef Yoshkof Le Rebbe. As even Rebbe Yosi's father was also Nichna in front of Rebbe. So Vada Rebbe Yosi would have been Nichna in front of Rebbe. Well, Kamar, and here Rebbe said, for her Zokin. When Rebbe heard that Rebbe Yosi Paskin, that you let him make Katamana with Tzoynen, Rebbe gave in to him, Rebbe was Machniya to him. You see how much he loved one the other. Omulu Rav Nachman, Ledori Avdei. Rav Nachman told his Eved, Dori's name was, Atman li tzoynin. Shno, make hatmona for me, like with Paskin. I have a cold glass of water here. It's sunny outside. Wrap it around with something to retain its coldness. V'yaisili mayim, bring me water. Diachem kfeil armoyid. That even though a shiksa, this last afkon Shabbos, the middle of the weekday, a shiksa made me hot water. She cooked up water. So I was bishul akum. He yelled his mutter to drink the hot water. He asked me, give me this hot water to drink, even though the nochri cooked it up. is that tomorrow Shoma Rebbe Ami Rebami heard this vehicle, he got angry at him. Om Rabbi Yosef, my time Mikra, what are you getting angry at? Karav Sasi Yovni did like his Rebbeim. Chad Karav, one he did like Rav, for Chad Kishmuel. Kishmuel is doing the Yom Rabbi Yudam Ashmuel, Mutal Hatim Netatsoinin. Like he passed him before, you're allowed to make Hatzimon on Shabbos something that's cold. To retain the coldness, there's no Xerri to come to cook it up on Shabbos. And Karav, the Yom Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzel, Gomar Rav, Kol Shu Necha Kamoy Shu Chai. As even though there's an Issa of Bishal Akam, you're not allowed to eat something, Goyim cook, but lo yisur the substance you could eat raw. Even without cooking, much like water. You could eat water, you could drink water raw. So even though now the Goy cooks it, there's no Issa of Bishal Akam. Who are then tomatoes? Tomatoes you can eat raw. If the Goy cooks tomato like ketchup, you're allowed to eat. There's no Issa of Bishal Akam on it. Because you can eat it raw. Anything that's edible raw, even though the Goy cooks it, there's no Issa of Bishal Akam. So here also, what's wrong with drinking the water that a Goy cooked up for me? There's no Issa of Bishal Akam. And the Gemara, the reason why Rav Ami was makpid for Usavar, Adam Choshev Shami, or Shani, Adam Choshev should have been makpid. Even this he shouldn't have done. And since he's Adam Choshev, he shouldn't have drank in this water that Anochi drank from. That's why he got makpid. Even though Mikra didn't was mutter, but he should have been makpid. Like to have no shaykhs to drinking. Something a guy cooked up. Nunalef, in the middle of the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So it came out last Gemara was Odom Choshev Shani, that even though you're allowed to eat from Bishal Akam something that you could eat raw, but an Odom Choshev should be Shani, he shouldn't do that either. So Rashi says, because people come to learn from him. Like whatever you do, people learn from you. So even though you have a right to eat this water that was cooked from a goy, but people think if you drink this water that was cooked, they won't know the chiluk. It's nechal chai. They'll think you could eat anything a goy cooks. Therefore, another kosher shouldn't do it. Tana Rabbon. Afa pi she'omru ein toimnin. Afilu bedovor she'en emoist of hevel mishachashecha. At night time, he's on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to make hatmona. Even with something that's not moist of hevel. On Shabbos, you can't make hatmona. And the gzera was we had in the parak before, because we're afraid when it comes Friday night on Shabbos to make that tumana on the soup pot, you're gonna find out that the soup is a little cold already, so you're gonna want to put it now on the fire to cook it up, and that's nitzi deraisa. So therefore, on Shabbos you can't make hatsmana wrap around something around the pot, even if it's not moist of ever. But if you made that tumana before Shabbos. You put around your towel cloth, the cloth around the pot before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you want to put more cloths, that's mutter. Ketzad, the chiddush, how are you allowed to be moisif? Who oisif? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Noitel es sadinim. You're even allowed to take off the sadinim, that's like sheets. You put sheets around the pot before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you're allowed to take off the sheets. O maniach es haglufkarin. That's like a flannel sheet, a more thicker sheet you could put. So even if your mom has taken off the old sheets first, and now put on a new sheet, a thicker sheet, but since it started before Shabbos, you're allowed to take off now and put new ones on. If it's getting too hot, you don't want it to keep that hot, you're allowed to take off the thicker sheets. You can put in the smaller sheets. You're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Hashimul said another chiddush. This is one chiddush. That if you made that tumana before Shabbos, on Shabbos you could take it off and put new ones on. Another chiddush of Shimon Gamliel says is, Loi Osru, when the Rechom say you can't make that tumana on Shabbos, Elo Oisai Mechem, only the pot itself, that means before Shabbos you cooked up the soup, and before Shabbos you took it off the fire, and now on Shabbos you want to put a towel around it, that's also. You can't make that tumana on Shabbos. Avopina mi Mechem Lemechem, but let's say the soup itself, you pour it out of the pot that it was cooking in, and you put it into another pot. Then mutter. The second pot already, you're allowed to make hatzmona on the second pot. As once you took the soup out of the first pot, into the second one, now you're allowed to make hatzmona. Why? Saying a svarim. Hashda kuri komakorolo. By you pouring the soup from one pot into another pot, you're making the soup a little bit cold. Like it's not as hot as it would have been in the first pot. Is asuche kormirsach. Here's law. Hey, see, there's no gzeri you're going to come to make, cook it up. What's the gzeri of atzmona? That when you come to make atzmona on this soup, you're going to find out it's too cold, so you're going to want to first cook it up on the fire. So here we're not afraid you're going to want to cook it up.
Because if you want it to be so hot, let it stay in the first pot. How come you're pouring it into the second pot? Elamai, you're not makpir if this one cools off a little bit. So the zikha no gzera for him. He'll come to cook it up on Shabbos, so you're allowed to make hatmona. One little thing that's interesting, well, it could be a shalo v'nisa hatmona mol, if you have a baby bottle, or any jar that's cold out of the refrigerator, and you want to warm it up on Shabbos. So one eitzer is, you pour it from the kettle, the cold water, into a bigger jar, and then you put the bottle all the way into the water. That's an nisa hatmona. On Shabbos, you make an hatmona. As if you'd put the whole bottle into the hot water, that would be yosar hatmona. One answer is, let the bottle, part of it, stay up out of the water. You're just putting the bottom part of the bottle, or the bottle itself, into the water. So since the top is on top, the top of the bottle doesn't have hatmona, there's no isra hatmona. Hatmona is only if you wrap around the whole jar. So if you have a small jar and put the whole jar into hot water, that would be an isra hatmona. But we're saying here, alright, that's not nagei though, but here if you want to make hatmona, it's on something that was hot. If you pour it off into another pot, the second pot you're allowed to make hatmona on. Weiter. Tomon v'chisa b'dover hanitzu b'shabes. You made the hatmona, I mean you wrapped around the pot on the sides, v'chisa, even the top of the pot also, you put the hatmona, the towels, it was all done b'dover hanitzu b'shabes, like a towel, something that's not muksa. That's one case. Oi tomin, or else you made hatmona bidover shein nitul. Around the pot you put something that's muksa, like pieces of wool. That's muksa b'shabes. Of the chisa bidover nitul b'shabes. But on the top of the cover, the top of the pot was a towel that is nitul on Shabbos. So here you have an eitzah how to get the cover off on Shabbos. Is a raise their night lomachter. You're allowed to take off the cover and put the cover back on again. Because what's on top of the cover itself? It's only thing that's metaltal, something that's not muksa. So therefore, what do you touch, Beaker? You touch the top of the pot to get the cover off. Since there's no muksa on the cover, them shiti avenetzen. Just pull off the cover and take out the food. Because you don't have to touch the bottom part that's muksa. So drashi, tomen hakdero bidover hanitul. Was ever put around the pot that was like a regular towel that you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. V'chisa al piho nami dovra muchen going kli, and on top of it you made that money with something that's a kli. Oy shetome bedover sheina nitol v'chisa bedover nitol is harayzer noitlo machzer tohoyu v'hakisa nitol, since you could take off the cover that doesn't have muksar on it. Megalo hakder, the answer is open up the cover, open up like to make the cover, the pot megulot v'oichzo, and hold on to it. Avotam, the shalu is do avotam mid v'kisa bedover sheina nitol, but let's say you make that tomorrow on the sides of the pot and on top of the pot with something that's muksum, or you have filu tomin bedover nitl, even though around the pot it was something that you could touch. Of the chise bedover shena nitl, but on top of the cover you put something that's muksa, like flax or raw wool. Is, let's see the Gemara. A mashenkin tomin v'chise bedover shena nitl. You made that tmona and you covered it with something that's not nitl, that's muksa on Shabbos. Oi, shetomin bedover hanitul, you put around the pot with material, with a towel that is nitul, it's not muksum, b'shabis, or b'chisa bedover shen nitul b'shabis. But on top of the pot, the cover was covered with something that's muksa. You have the wool on top of the pot. Is how the eitzah now to get the cover off the pot, you want to get the soup out of the pot. Is imhoye megula miksosoy, if a little part, like the handle of the cover, is uncovered, doesn't have muksa on top of it, so you could touch the handle itself, is noitel, you have a right to grab a hold of the handle and pick up the pot, or master, and put it down again. Even though by this the muksa falls off on the side, but this is called tiltu min atzad, and it's a serve of dagra mutter. You're touching the handle. The handle itself is not muksa. I, by moving the handle, you're picking up the cover, and now the muksa falls off the cover. That's called a tiltu min atzad. That's mutla serve of dagra mutter. The yimlav, but let's say you can't grab the handle. Hey, the whole top of the pot is covered up. There's no mokum there where you can grab the handle. The yimlav is ain't a night.